Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to do your waiting on the Lord, receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings, anoint yourself, and take your mantle along as you pursue your daily assignment. Welcome also to Wednesday, Day 22 in July. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. This day is your day. God is going to visit you with mercy. I declare that this Wednesday be blessed for you. Every hour today shall work in your favor. You shall not make costly mistakes and shall not walk in dangers. Go to a nearby door if you can. Open the door and hold it open. I want to pray to receive these prayers there. I command doors of favor, promotion, prosperity, and divine opportunities to open for you and your children and your entire family. Now leave the door. Lift up your right hand a bit, a little. I prophesy that helpers of destiny shall locate you and be led, locate your children, your business, and your platforms, and help you out. I am led to pray for this group of people today, three of them. Number one, parents with rebellious children. Your son or your daughter turned against you in rebellion. Maybe they saw wrong vision for him or her, but they turned against you. Two, where money, jobs, contracts, and help used to come from is now blocked, is now closed. The jobs and the money, the help no longer come as they used to. It's been drastically reduced and slowed down. I will pray for you also. Three, I want to bless your bathing water. Everybody's concerned. Your cream and your perfume. The soap you use in taking your bath, your cream in creaming your body, and if you wear puff. If you have them, bring them out. If you don't have the things now, receive this prayer all the same. When you have them, repeat this spiritual exercise. Play this message back then. Parents with rebellious children, bring out their photographs if you have them, their clothing materials, their shoes or book, anything they still have at home that can connect them for these prayers. All right? For helpers that stop helping, do the same, or just be mentioning their names as I pray. Hold up your soap, your cream, and your puff. Let me pray. Oh Lord God, you dropped this in my spirit. I heard you well. So I call on you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Intervene for this your children concern. Touch the sons and the daughters' rebellious heart. Leave you now. Every form of rebellion, whatever spiritual veil covered you against your parents, leave you now. I prophesy, your help root will open again. Then as you take your bath with this soap, cream your body, and wear this path, everywhere you go, help will locate you. Support will come for you. You will be the source of attraction and attention in the name of Jesus. I prophesy a total reversal. Turn around that your life call for. Receive it now. It shall become your dream. You will have sweet testimonies. Negative auras leaves you now. Use that soap, wear that path, anoint your children's photographs and your helpers' photographs. Things have changed for you now in the spiritual. You will see the physical reality very soon. Send your testimonies as you see changes. July 22 celebrant, open your hand for prayers. Be blessed and be divinely covered. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, let's do teachings. Good morning, my daddy. Happy birthday, Narias. I'm a widow of 14 years now, but I met a widower that wants to marry me. But the age difference is up to 16 years, which made me want to say no to his proposal. And he lives, I lives in Ilorin. He lives in Ilorin. Why I lives in Abuja? Please advise us, sir. Wow. While it is scriptural and generally acceptable, now two persons, a widow and a widower, who so desire, can marry and marry legally, legitimately, and should marry if they so desire. It has to be prayerfully done in wisdom with adequate counsel, because most of you are in the twilight of your lives and you cannot afford any form of struggle or stress or tension at this age anymore. Unlike young couples, if then one lives in Ilorin and the other in Abuja, that itself is a challenge to be able to know each other relatively well and know each other's character before deciding to share one's life together. Then, who joins who? I also advise that your children's involvement and endorsement is also important for both of you. Next, good morning, my beloved daddy. Please, I need to know if drinking water early in the morning breaks fast. Wow, it doesn't ordinarily. But for how long is the fast? If you are fasting just for the day, skipping your breakfast and your lunch, then what is the need for water in between? One day fast does not require water. But when it is getting beyond a day or two, then the internal organs have to be hydrated by drinking water intermittently. Next, good morning, our daddy. My wife passed on recently, left 3 daughters, 2 married, and the last one at home, has completed her NYSC. She is very industrious and doing well. What I'm facing now is that I remember almost every hour my close relationship with my late wife. And people have started telling me that the incident is already affecting me physically, taking toll on me, on my appearance. Please, sir, how do I go about it? I have been trying to put the incident behind, but the scenario still lingers on in my memory every time, because we did almost everything together. I am a retiree now with a small poultry business. Please, your counsel, sir, that there was no covenant or any vow between us. We just love each other. Thank you, sir. Wow. I send my comfort for your wife's departure or homegoing. I also celebrate the closeness that you both shared while she was here alive. That is not common in our days or all around. Having said that, this is the reality of life. You will have to face it, sir. In marriage, at old age, one will have to go before the other. You can cherish her memory, but not to the extent of getting emaciated or falling sick. Let your children and your grandchildren be your consolation, and the good life she lived while here, uphold her legacy. Rejoice in the Lord and move on in life. I'm glad you are keeping a small poultry. That will keep you busy and also for physical exercise. Be strong for your children. Each time she comes to mind, don't cry. Don't keep regretting. Stop asking why. Instead, thank God and move on. If you are a Christian and committed to any church, by now, you will probably be one of the elders in the church. That itself will keep you busy. Then get busy also with Turning Point, rebroadcasting these messages daily and joining us on Prayer Hub every day. That itself will bring excitement and joy to your life. May you enjoy a stress-free retirement life. Many members and listeners are still writing and sending their own understanding to our daughter who got converted to Islam. So many are still doing so. I think we'll go through all this write up, profile them, and send the one that will be beneficial to our member concerned. If you are in Abuja, join us today for the prayer mountain in Abuja, Living Spring Chapel International, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market in Abuja, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Telephone numbers for further inquiries and direction, 0806-133-2800. Start calling. This will be a good day to transmit your tithe, corporate and personal tithing, also your battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 7777 we are sowing this month. 7,777 kobo or thereabout, whichever one you can sow. And the seed sowing up to connect to anointing and grace over my life for the bad day. By the way, the grand finale of the Bible celebration is this Sunday, 8 a.m. combined service in Ibadan. Please be there. TPGF and every one of us, please do so. Be a tither. We broadcast this message every day. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. In all the seed and the sacrifice being announced, do your best. It is between you and your God. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I bless everyone today. Go and see the manifestation of God's power. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Sam Emmanuel is my name. I love you. Have a great day.